All right, so tonight we're continuing with some Shin Yates. Today is Kuf Mem Alf and Ralf. We are doing Shin Yates, Se'ifim, Hey and Vav, and continuing in the Dinim of Borer. So a Borer to Moslem, we talk Psol Shalem, Chayiv, Mvesa Psol Shalem, Mtekas Osam, Kishi Yishluku Oso Imahem. I'm not sure what Termusin are exactly. I'm sure someone must have an English translated Mishabura, but it's some type of a bean or something that the Psolas, together with it, gets cooked together, and when they're cooked together, the Termusin, which is the main Michael, becomes sweeter from the psoldas that gets cooked with it. So therefore, if you pull out the main Michael from the psoldas, you think you're pulling ochel mitoch psoldas because it's the main nutrition that you're getting, but you're not. But in a certain sense, you're actually pulling psoldas from the ochel, because the psoldas is what's mamtik the ochel. So therefore, it's like you're being borrowed psoldas from ochel and you're chayiv. And that's what the mishpurus have gotten your test. Because without the metikus that the psoldas gives to the termosin are actually quite bitter, and it's considered like psoldas. But the psoldas itself is actually not so bitter. And therefore the termos is considered, like, even though it's the main food, it's the nutrition that you get from it, is from the termosin, but that in a sense is considered the psoldas that's being pulled from the ochel. Sivav. Ein molulin melilos. Molulin means like to rub off the shell with your hands. So they would rub stalks and the food that's on the inside would come out. So you're not supposed to do that. El molul v'shinoi ma'at brashi etzbosav. You could use your fingertips, which is a little bit of a shinoi, to be molul the melilos in order to pull out the kernel that's inside the grain. So to do it with your hand and to rub it like that a whole bunch at a time, that's going to be aser. But do it with your fingertips. Tips with a little bit of a shinoi, that's going to be mutter. Says Rama, the afal pisha mefarik ha'ochel mitoch ha'shibalim, hol veinu mefarik rakalach riyad kidei lechol shari. And even though you're over here, this isn't really borer over here. This is dash, that you're pulling out the kernel from inside the stalk. So even though you are being mefarik is a told of dash, you are unloading or pulling out the inside from the shibalim, from the stalk, but since you're doing it in a little bit of a kala achrayat kind of way, by doing it with your fingertips in order to eat right now, so that's going to be mutter, it's going to be considered derech achila. V'yesh machmir. However, there are those that are machmir about this. And therefore, says the Rama, v'lchein asu lefarik ha'egozim luzim o egozim gedol mitoch klipasan hayiruka. That I'm not sure, I don't know the metzius over here, but apparently egozim have a greenish shell, and to take them out of that shell would be a violation of mefarik, or at least according to the more machmir opinion over here, would be a violation of mefarik. And it's better to be machmir, especially since they're edible, without removing them from this shell. So let's take a look at Mishmurein Molulin. Melila hu shemolul hashibalim kedei lefarik hadogan mitochan. Melila is that you roll the stalks in order to remove the grain from inside of them. Va'asim neshinir kedosh. And the reason that it's asim is because of dash. It's not borer over here. This is dash, where you're taking something from inside of something else. But b'shinoi ma'at, when you do it with your fingertips, with a little bit of a shinoi, it becomes mutter. But Gemara isosham, the Gemara says, so that you're allowed to be molel with your fingertips. And that's the shinoi, that you're not doing it biyad, that you're just doing it with your fingertips. When it highlights that you have to do ma'at, it means that you do just a little bit at a time. I think this is talking about like peas in a pot or something, that you don't take out the beans from inside except for a little bit of using a shinoi. It says in its tzarchiyun, because everyone is makel on this. Everyone takes out the peas from the pot. It's aruch lomar kiven shaldon lachin va'af hasharvit ochlin also lavi mefarik. He says maybe the reason you're allowed to take the peas out of a pod is because the pod is also edible. That when it's soft, the external shell is edible as well, and therefore it's not considered mefarik because there is no shell. Rakim afrin ochel meochel. It's just removing ochel from other ochel. Aval yevashin, but if it's dry, or sharmin, shena sharvit and muyin lachila, or other types of beans or legumes, right? Is that what they call them? Legumes. I don't know. Where they're not roi lachila, where they're not edible. Kigon polin shalanu v'chenam shumshumin b'klibasa. He gives a few examples of such things. Also l'kuli alma b'li shinoi. Then for sure it's also without shinoi. Afshadai t'lech l'miyad, even though you want to eat it right away, because it is a violation of dash. It's a violation of farik. Vayin beralach. V'yesh machmir. Then the Rama says there are those that are machmir even when you're using your fingertips. Tzvir lu d'davka l'rake chashibol mutar al yidei shinoi. Because this yesh machmirin holds, yes, the Gemara says that you're molel b'rosh etzbosav, but that only means that you can soften the stalks with the shinoi. Aval l'farik hadagon mitoch chashibol, but to actually remove the grain from inside the stalk, aval yidei shinoi also. That's going to be also even with the shinoi. Afshe daito lechol yalter, even if you want to eat it right away. Near a kiddush, because that looks like dash. Aval kishen esparik hadagam in hashibalimei erev Shabbos. But if you remove the grain from the shibalim already on erev Shabbos, mutal lekalpo lekuli alma, then you can peel off the inner shell for sure, according to everybody. Deitz abelchal mefarik klal, because that's not really mefarik. Vafilu liklof harbe mutar kedusa begemar, and even to peel a lot is mutar. The kolzek shadaita lechuli alter, but that's only if you want to eat it right away. Kedusa lekavar b'sof simen shinchav alif ayin sham. L'rakich tapuach kosher, efshar demutra afil below shinoi. I don't know how you do this. You soften a hard apple. It could be that that's mutter even without a shinoi. And then the Rama said, and therefore you're not allowed to be mefarik a gozin from their shell. V'lechein aser haynu afilu al yedei shinoi. Even using a shinoi, to believe shinoi l'kuli alma aser. Because if you don't use a shinoi, then everyone says that it's aser, right? That was even the first day I said that if you're molel melilos without a shinoi, then it's for sure going to be aser. Klipasan hayiruka. So he said that from the hayiruka, from the green klipa, that you're that we should be machmir not to take the nuts out of the green klipa. To zedami kimitoch hashibalim, because we compare that to taking from inside the stalk. Aval kuli alma mutar l'shaber haklipa akasha, but everyone holds you could break the hard shell. V'liklof gam haklipa adaka shal egos gufa, and to peel off the inner soft shell around the nuts. So even though he's not talking about peanuts, like I view, you know, we could apply this to peanuts, right? If you have the ballpark peanuts where they're still in the shell, right? So to remove the outer shell, that's the klipa akasha. You're allowed to break the outer shell, and then you could pull off, you could peel off with your fingers the brown shell on the inside. And we'll get into that in Simchat Shin Chaval when we talk about mefarik. Luzim uvatnim shenishtar b'vadayin b'klipasan. If you have luzim and batnim, I'm not sure exactly what types of nuts those are, that break and they're still in their shell, you got to make sure you're pulling the nuts out of the shell and not the shells out of the nuts. And even if it's miyad, because in order to do borer, it needs to be ochel mitoch psalas. Aval kaman b'sim tov kof for you. Do I have Yamagin Avraham b'shem Hayam Shal Shlomo? The Dover says Shekol if a klipa mehen b'chal tikuna ochlehu v'lo shayich breira b'zeh. That in Hilchas Yom Tov the Magen Avraham quotes Yam Shal Shlomo that to take the shells off is just called tikuna diochel, and it's not considered to be a violation of borer. V'af sheik shalav a Magen Avraham kvar yishu b'sefer el Yerabba. And even though the Magen Avraham asks on that Yam Shal Shlomo, el Yerabba is already mitarit v'viyah prum gadim shan. And the Prima Gadim quotes over there that since you plan on eating it right away, it's going to be mutter. So what we learned tonight is in Sefei, we learned that when you have a turmus, which the psolas sweetens it and makes it edible, even taking ochel mitoch psolas is a problem, because the ochel in a certain sense is psolas, and the psolas in a certain sense is really ochel. And then in Sivav we said that even though you're not allowed to roll grains in order to remove the kernel, because that's a violation of not borer, it's a violation of dash, but with the shinoi you're allowed to, with the shinoi there are two dayos. First day in Shulchan Aruch it's mutter with the shinoi to roll it in your fingertips, and the second day is that even that is going to be asur, and therefore one should be careful when it comes to rolling the shells, the green shells around nuts. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we will pick up on Sunday with Si'ifim Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening. Great Shabbos.